This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. In the studio with me today is
Jeff Sandu.
Arvind Brunch.
We've been talking about how the World Health officials have taken a hard stance on screen time for kids. They have said that children should never be having any screen time in the first year of life, and rarely in their second. Those aged between 2 and 4, the International Health Agency have said, should spend no more than an hour a day in front of a screen. Like we've all said, in scientific terms, sounds great. Mm. In real life, parental terms, not so good. So we've asked for feedback. You guys have given us plenty so far. One was fairly straightforward in saying, you know, do they live in the real world? Mm-hmm. These people throwing out guidelines. I mean, it makes sense. You know, parents have to find a way of keeping their kids quiet. When I was younger, they put me in front of the TV as well. Jeff.
The cane would come out.
The cane would come out.
That's one way. That's one way.
Okay.
But it's now it's like a taboo thing. If you bring out the cane, you go like, oh, why are you doing this to your kids? And I'm like, you know what? I never got cane. It's just that visual of the cane coming out, or just that sentence, my mom, I'll bring out the cane, scares the living hell out of me.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, I'm like, okay, you know what? I am going to read my book now because I don't want to hear my mom saying that she's going to bring the cane out.
My parents never hit me. They just gave me that look.
Just
the look was enough.
But kids don't fear these days.
Right. They don't at all.
Did the look come with that the Jaws theme?
Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much. I was terrified. Anyway, right. We're going to move on to our second topic of discussion today, and it's a story that we've got about how social media has it done more good or more bad for you. And the reason we're talking about this is shortly after the bombings in Sri Lanka and the spread of inaccurate stories began, the government took the drastic decision to block social media, and this was to stop the spread of false news reports on Facebook, and Facebook owned WhatsApp and Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat and Viber all been banned. The government has not said when the ban will be lifted, but it comes at a time when social media firms are battling to rein in the spread of misinformation. Mm-hmm. Now, there's an interesting quote from a Wired article here, and it's from Ivan Seigel. He's the executive director of Global Voices, and they're an organization committed to using the internet to foster understanding across borders. And he took to Twitter, and he said, and this is a quote, "A few years ago, we'd be using these platforms to help each other and coordinating assistance. Now we view them as a threat. A few years ago, we'd view the blocking of social media sites after an attack as an outrageous censorship. Now we think of it as an essential duty of care to protect ourselves from threat. Hashtag Facebook, your house is not in order." And I said exactly that to you earlier on before I saw this article. You know, if we talked about a country like Saudi or Iran or one of the other dictatorships, North Korea, whatever, deciding to ban social media, we'd be like, oh.
How dare they?
Yeah. People have a right to talk about this. But now, in light of what Sri Lanka has done and having friends in Sri Lanka and living there, you know, part of me is like, maybe it's not such a bad thing that they've closed things down to stop this spread of misinformation, because all we know it's doing is that people don't know what has happened, and misinformation is spreading so quickly, and that country is such a little powder keg that if some people get the wrong information, they're just going to react badly, and we're going to see, you know, something happen that we don't want to.
So there's two sides of social media, right? The good that it has brought on to our lives or to your businesses. It has made people start their own companies and become millionaires. It has also made people to reconnect with family and friends, and all that is all great. But there's also the bad side of things, which we talked about addiction, and, you know, we talked about being depressed when you go on these kind of social media sites, to the extreme degree of people losing their lives due to, you you know, the spread of misinformation on these kind of platforms, right? In India, for example, neighbors to Sri Lanka, they've suffered one of the worst ever attacks on misinformation, on the spread of misinformation on social media, WhatsApp messages that were spread around on kidnappers. And people lost their lives simply because they were falsely accused of being on the bad side of the light on this kind of, you know, horrible situation that's going on there through the spread of this kind of misinformation. And they lost lives. They've lost family members who've done absolutely nothing in what has been spread out, right? So can we keep defending these kind of platforms who, you know, goes back, like Mark Zuckerberg says, Facebook is like a community. And he even wants to, I think one of his vision that he wrote a few months ago is like, he wants to make Facebook like this private living room where you can, you know, discuss anything with your family and friends. They keep going back to the idea that Facebook is, or, you know, whichever platform, social media platform, is this community. But I don't think the good side of the social media platforms can defend the bad things that social media platforms have started. I think there needs to be a real conclusive way of regulating. It's going to be hard. There's no answer to this, but I feel it's about time.
You don't think there's an answer to this? I feel the social media platforms, they know how to sort of curb to a certain extent, like the misinformation or even the videos that are posted. I just think they don't, because they don't want to regulate. I don't know why. Because you have so many...
Money, it's business.
It's business, yeah. Yeah, so you don't want to... If you have traffic coming in for any kind of reason, you just want the traffic to come in first, and then if it's a problem, you answer to whoever's asking you questions. That's what I feel. I don't know if it's true, but there must be, you know, with so many algorithms and so much science, like actual science that they use to put these videos up and to filter, to cater videos to specific people, like millions and millions of people. It's like difficult to believe that they have no way of stopping videos or misinformation from spreading.
They can curb to a certain degree. And to be fair, they have done so to a certain degree, made it harder for people to register pages on Facebook and stuff. You got to have a legitimate address in the US. They will actually mail you a code that you, so you have to actually have a house address or a building address, and then they will mail you this code, and then you use this code to register as a Facebook page. So they make it a little bit more difficult for you to start a Facebook page because of, you know, people just create random pages. They can do more, but the thing is though, Facebook calls themselves as an online platform for a community. They don't call themselves as a social platform that police what you can and cannot say. If they brand themselves,
but they should be socially responsible.
But that is not their core business model. They are a business organization, a private, or in Facebook it's a public listed company that is a business. They are not moral police. They're not. That is not their job. Until the day someone, whether it's Mark Zuckerberg or whoever that takes over Facebook after Zuckerberg decides to, like, I've had enough, whoever takes on Facebook and decides to change the motto of this kind of social media platform and say that we are a platform to monitor your behavior online, and what you say will be, you know, sort of be regulated,
filtered
and stuff, but we are a platform that will encourage good behavior and stuff. Until they brand themselves as that way, then I think you will see more effort.
One question then. So not too long ago, we heard Vladimir Putin say that Russia will have an internet off switch. You know, and if something goes awry and we don't agree with what has been spoken about on the internet, we have the right as a government to push this button and turn off the international internet from
incoming
Russia.
Incoming traffic.
Yep, yep, you know, yep. How do we feel about that in light of what we know coming out of Sri Lanka?
That's the entire internet altogether.
Yeah, yeah.
But for most people, social media is the entire internet.
Is the internet, yeah. I mean, that's too much power with one person, I think.
But this is the argument that people are talking about in Sri Lanka with the ban that they have. Right now, it's like day four or something like that that they're having. And there doesn't seem to be an end to this. Like, they haven't set a date when they will lift this ban up.
They've said after investigations are concluded.
Which we have no idea when, right? People are saying, like, is this ban actually working? But most of them are saying, like, people are actually using VPN to go around this ban. So technically, a ban, a flat-out ban, doesn't actually work.
Okay, we have to take a short break, folks. Otherwise, we're going to run out of time and we can't get our final story in, and we want to talk about Vine because it's finally biting back. Arvin with the punnies. Don't go anywhere, though. Music coming up from the Boo Radleys with Wake Up Boo coming up in a minute. 018-789-8899 if you want to get in touch via WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. Still talking about, of course, the World Health officials taking a hard line on screen time for kids. How much time is too much time? Talk to us about that. Talk to us about banning social media. We're still here for another 10 minutes or so. We have to take a break, though. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.